Just a couple of words about second-line hormone therapy. One that I think is relatively underused is ketoconazole. We're all familiar with it. It's not FDA approved for the use of prostate cancer. Blocks steroid synthesis, lowers both adrenal and testicular androgens, has perhaps direct cytotoxic effect. Important to administer appropriately, namely without food, without H2 blockers, preferably with orange juice or Coke because of the acid necessity for absorption. Unfortunately, sometimes this results in some of the GI upset that occurs in conjunction with the medication. It's been used in 200 to 400 milligram Q8-hour dosing. I think there's evidence now to state that the 200 is equally effective as the 400 and probably causes less GI toxicity. It's given in conjunction with hydrocortisone. The incidence of PSA fall is 70 to 80 to 90%. This should be in 50% of patients, so a reasonable response. Duration of response in median, not relatively impressive, but occasionally patients do extraordinarily well for a prolonged period of time. I'll close with a sad note with regard to a trial that would have been extraordinarily helpful in determining the role of second-line hormone therapy in patients with non-metastatic rising PSA disease that was constructed to accrue almost 600 patients, but because of the dismal accrual was closed, and I think the opportunity for an important question answered was lost.
Thanks, Paul.